Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit in Austin, Texas, and I'm delighted to be joined by Alex Pulvey, CEO of CoreOS. Welcome.
Thanks, Allison.
So, Alex, this is your first time on the program. Why don't you just start by introducing yourself and explain a little bit about CoreOS?
So, I'm Alex Pulvey, CEO of CoreOS. Excited to be back here at the OpenStack Summit. I was at the very first one 6 years ago, which was also in Austin. At CoreOS, we're popularizing this concept known as GIFI, or Google's infrastructure for everyone. And it's this style of infrastructure management that involves distributed systems, containers, either physical servers or cloud servers. And it's this kind of mode of operating your infrastructure that has been proven by the hyperscale guys to be the most efficient, most reliable, most securable type of infrastructure. And we've built all the different open source components or contributed to the existing ones out there that do the job to make this way of running infrastructure possible.
Obviously, Google has an infrastructure that is quite efficient and scalable and all the things that you like to see in a cloud architecture. But for everyone, opens up a huge question about how you do that when you have enterprises with traditional applications, legacy workloads, a wide variety of applications running that maybe IT doesn't necessarily choose and control all of them. How do you envision moving everyone to that level of efficiency and scalability?
Google was forced to build their infrastructure this way because of scale. The main thing you're doing is programming a lot of the stuff an operator would do into software in order to make it scalable. Okay, mm-hmm. This allows Google to scale their server footprint without scaling their operations teams. This does not mean they don't need an operations team. You still need people to take your business application and apply it to the infrastructure, but you can scale it a lot farther without having people do a lot of the redundant stuff. So they're forced to do it because of their scale. This model works with an extremely wide, diverse set of applications. In fact, you know, most people think that, you know, like a Google only has one application search, but no, that's not true at all. They have this extremely diverse set of applications mm-hmm. and services that runs a variety of different types of languages and workloads and all sorts of stuff, okay? So it's been proven to work on all types of applications as well, but it scales down tremendously well because the problems that are being solved are the things that every operations team has. For instance, let's say your application crashes. What do you need to do? Well, pre-Giphy, you got a page, and the operator logged into the server, and they relaunched the application. That works if you only have a handful of servers. You're not forced to write programs to do that. But when you have Google-sized server footprints, you just can't do that anymore. You have to write programs to bring it up. Well, wouldn't it be nice even on your small server footprint if your application crashed and a program just automatically brought it back up again? Even though it's smaller scale, you can still benefit from those sorts of capabilities. And so it's this automation and this mm-hmm. kind of best practices that's encoded in software that all companies can benefit from.
Now, CoreOS has released Tectonic, which is based on Kubernetes. Tell me a little bit about Tectonic and what it comprises.
In a way, Kubernetes is at the heart of Tectonic in the same way that Linux is at the heart of something like Red Hat Enterprise Linux. So Kubernetes is an open source platform that anybody can use. There's hobbyist versions, there's enterprise versions, there's as a service versions, right? Tectonic is that enterprise distribution that's meant for traditional enterprises that are getting started with this way of running infrastructure. And so Tectonic is that GIFI in a box. It's heavily based around Kubernetes, but things like etcd, which is the distributed database we built, is at the heart of Kubernetes. So we could call it an enterprise distribution of etcd or something like that. But Kubernetes is really kind of that vendor-neutral playing ground where everybody is coalescing around, and it requires more than just the cluster management. It requires containers, you know, mm-hmm. Docker images are part of it. It requires etcd, the distributed systems, kind of consensus algorithm part of it. It requires an OS. You have to run Kubernetes on an OS and so on. And Tectonic is where we integrate all those components, certify them, and get the product ready for businesses that want to go on mission-critical workloads but don't necessarily have the resources in-house to do it all themselves.
CoreOS and Intel have been working together since last spring on ensuring that your software has been optimized for the underlying hardware that's running on it. But you made a big step in terms of extending that collaboration last month. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
A little bit more analogies here. So this change that's happening on the server side, I think, is equivalent to like the change we saw with smartphones. When the iPhone was released, it kind of just changed everything. all like overnight, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're having the server equivalent of that going on right now with this like Giphy way of running infrastructure. The collaboration that we are doing with Intel is around bringing the first set of apps to that platform now that it exists. And in this context, the app that we are packaging up and getting ready for the platform is OpenStack itself. So there's a set of base applications that a lot of enterprises are going to go and need to run on this infrastructure, and we can provide those in a general purpose way. And OpenStack is notoriously difficult to use and maintain, and we can really make the platform shine, both OpenStack itself and the Kubernetes-based platform, really make them shine by showing how they can work together. And the net result for Intel is like, look, we're going to see tons more clouds created for this, which is right in line with what Intel's doing. And for us, OpenStack is what represents a lot of where companies are at today. And in order to get these sorts of platforms adopted, we have to like help them run the software and the applications they care about today. And as we've seen at the OpenStack Summit, there are thousands and thousands of people here that care a ton about running OpenStack successfully in their environments. And we believe we can use Tectonic and Kubernetes to make their lives a whole lot easier.
Now, some of the conversations in the industry, especially in the Twitterverse, have been, do I choose OpenStack or do I move to something like Tectonic? Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is there really isn't a choice. You can use both of them and use them for what they're good for.
Yeah, they're different things. When you think about OpenStack just as an application, it's a piece of software. It's subject to upgrades and maintenance, just like any other application out there. And the application that OpenStack provides you is an infrastructure as a service, which is like an AWS type thing. So for companies that want their own AWS, you can have that by using OpenStack. And you can use Kubernetes, which is a platform for running applications in a general purpose, very high available, like proving scalable way, OpenStack can be one of those applications you go and run. And this comes back down to the essence of Giphy, which is at Google, everything runs in containers, including Google Cloud Platform, which is their competitor to AWS. So when you go launch a virtual machine on Google Cloud, you're doing it inside of a container, just as we demoed today. So we're literally, this is the engineer in me being like, this is Google's infrastructure for everyone. We have Kubernetes with OpenStack, where Google's not going to open source their Borg, which is their version of Kubernetes, or they're not going to open source Google Cloud. This is all these integrations that are only specific to Google and their business. But with this Giphy stack that we're putting together, it is a general purpose platform that many companies can get the benefits of. And it's actually like we're literally doing it with OpenStack and Kubernetes now.
So I was in the keynote room and when you showed the demo, and I think you were on stage with Craig McLuckie from Google showing off that demo. And everyone seems to have sat forward in their seats, Alex. Like, this was a big deal. They liked this demonstration. Tell me what folks have been asking you since you were on the stage this morning.
I think there's been a lot of misconceptions about these platforms. People think that like containers are replacing virtual machines. No, containers are replacing RPMs and DEBs, which are the package formats on the Linux distributions. They're not replacing virtual machines. And this is just confusion that's been going on in this space and I think reflects the immaturity of the space. So by bringing these things together, not only does it show how these platforms can be complementary, but it also just helps clarify what the heck is going on, which I believe is one of the biggest things holding back adoption of these platforms in the first place. It's just so confusing.
I saw you on stage at Intel's Cloud Day on the 31st of March. 25 days later, you've got the first working demo. That was a fast collaboration to get at least and to this first stage.
A lot of kudos to Intel on that. We put a lot of the rails on it in terms of bringing the Kubernetes expertise and really showing how to do it. But today, we literally demoed for the first time ever the ability to have a hypervisor inside of a container. We were dynamically adding hypervisors to OpenStack through Kubernetes, and that was due to the great work that the Intel team pulled off as part of this.
That's fantastic. Tell me about CoreOS Fest and when that's going to be.
Sure. CoreOS Fest is in Berlin and San Francisco on May 9th and 10th this year. It's our big distributed systems event, the hardcore bleeding edge front of the line infrastructure conference. And that's going on. The primary event is in Berlin. And there's a little sideshow in San Francisco.
Fantastic. Well, Alex, it was a real pleasure. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while. Thank you so much for coming on. We'd love to have you back as you start seeing deployments of this great software in enterprise.
All right. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.